Hey, do either of you know what this is about?
No idea. Peter just said to meet him in his lab.
Did you know he had a lab?
Lady and gentlemen, thank you for coming on such short notice.
Don't talk like that. You're not fancy.
Have any of you noticed that we've been getting trapped in video games?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
Well, after much research, I think I found the cause.
Yeah, you keep pushing buttons you're not supposed to.
But that doesn't explain where the buttons come from.
Precisely. Mike and Brianne, do you remember the first time you got trapped in a video game?
Oh, that was a while ago. May 2005?
Yeah. Zombies Ate My Neighbors. It's for Konami Month.
Why does that sound familiar?
You were there? That's how you got the name Zombie Number 3?
I believe that event caused you to get stuck in an alternate reality, and that each subsequent video game we get trapped in is a manifestation of your subconscious trying to break the cycle.
That's all well and good. But how do we fix it?
We need to travel back in time to May 2005 to properly close the loop. Or more accurately, we need to get trapped in a video game that has a time machine.
Like Bill and Ted's Excellent Video Game Adventure?
Really? That's a thing?
Oh yeah, pretty much every movie from the 80s and early 90s got a video game.
Very well. I've constructed this device that will send us into the video game. All you have to do is think about the game while pressing this button.
How does it work?
Damn it, Dan. We've already established this is an alternate reality. It just works, okay?
Let me see that. Hey, what's this button do?
No, press the other button. I don't know what that one does.
Did it work?
I mean, yeah, but I worked really hard on that other button.
How does this game work? Have you ever played it?
I tried it once, but I couldn't figure out how to make the damn phone booth travel in time.
Seriously? Of all the video games with time travel, you couldn't pick one with an easy-to-use time machine?
Like what?
Ocarina of Time?
That only goes back 7 years.
Day of the Tentacle?
We just did that one.
Echo of the Dolphin?
Oh yeah, that would have been cool.
Well, we're here now. Let's figure out this damn time machine.
It's the stupid game mechanic where you have to, I don't know, shoot this arrow when it's spinning and get it to land on the number you want to dial.
Well, give it a shot.
I'm trying, but it's hard to concentrate. I am playing the backing music right now, and it's tricky.
Instead of doing two things terribly, pick one to do mediocre.
Fine. Brianne, can you dial this thing?
Yep.
This was the game mechanic you couldn't figure out?
I said it was stupid. I didn't say I tried it for more than 30 seconds.
Wait, this isn't sending us to 2005. It's sending us to 16th century England.
Of course. I forgot to reconfigure the device so that the temporal displacement would also transcend fixed subset realities while still remaining in the virtual multiverse.
You're just making this shit up as we go, aren't you?
Yeah, more or less.
Do you know how to fix it, more or less?
Yeah, it should work the next time we use the time machine. Once we land, we'll just set it for 2005.
Hang on. How often will we have a chance to travel back in time? Can't we look around when we get there?
As long as there's different music, I am definitely not talented enough to keep playing this guitar riff.
Oh, it's fun.
Nobody cares what you do anyway.
But it's rough.
You can all go to hell.
Isn't that Scarborough Fair?
I guess so. It's from the game.
But it's not originally video game music, so I don't know if this will count for DOD.
How do you know this wasn't originally from the game?
They didn't have video games in 16th century England.
Pray tell, what is this enchanting melody?
Verily, it is new to mine own ears, but I doth enjoy it.
It's Scarborough Fair. You never heard of Scarborough Fair?
Scarborough Fair? Of what do you speak?
Well, whatever it be called, I think I shall compose lyrics pertaining to various herbs and spices.
Wait, did Mike just write Scarborough Fair?
No, I think... wait, but then...
Ha! Since I was playing a video game song that inspired a folk ballad, the original source is VGM. This counts.
That's really stretching it.
Well, we gotta see 16th century England and alter the course of history. Now, let's go to 2005 and fight some zombies.
Here we go.
Hey, did any of you ever inspire classic folk tunes?
Keep it down. I'm trying to concentrate on landing in the right time.
Hey, I just thought it was impressive I basically wrote Scarborough Fair.
Hey, isn't that May 2005?
Damn it, you made me miss it. Now we have to land in September.
September 2005? But that means...
Oh, no.
Why are you trailing off like that? Can't you just say what's happening?
Damn it, Dan. It's to be continued.
What are you talking about? Are we just gonna sit here waiting for part two to start?
Damn it, Dan!